You're in the left seat. You've just called rotate. The nose is coming up, and something falls from the overhead panel and hits you in the head hard enough to knock you out. That's not a hypothetical. That happened. I'm Tower. And this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. A Southwest Airlines captain was incapacitated during takeoff when a cockpit display unit came loose from its mount and struck him in the head. This was a Boeing 737. The aircraft was rotating, transitioning from ground roll to flight, which is about the worst possible moment for the pilot flying to suddenly not be flying anymore. The first officer took over, got the airplane safely airborne, and handled the situation exactly the way crew resource management training says you should. The captain sustained a concussion. Let that sink in. A concussion from a piece of equipment inside the cockpit. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's talk about why this matters beyond the obvious headline. The 737 cockpit has display units mounted in the overhead panel and on the forward instrument panel. These are not lightweight screens. They're ruggedized avionics units with metal housings, and they have real mass to them. If one of those comes free during a pitch change, gravity and the physics of rotation are going to accelerate it right into whoever's sitting below. The question every pilot should be asking is, how does a mounted display unit come loose in the first place? These are not held in with Velcro. They're secured with fasteners, rails, and locking mechanisms designed to stay put through turbulence, hard landings, and normal flight loads. For one to fall out suggests either a maintenance issue, a fastener failure, or some kind of structural fatigue in the mounting hardware. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and the National Transportation Safety Board will both be looking at this. Southwest will be reviewing maintenance records on that specific aircraft, and you can bet Boeing will be involved in determining whether this is an isolated incident or something that could affect the broader 737 fleet. Here's what you need to know if you fly for a living or if you're building hours toward that goal. This is a reminder that incapacitation doesn't just come from medical events. We train for the heart attack, the stroke, the sudden illness. We don't always think about the physical environment inside the cockpit as a source of incapacitation. But a falling object, an unsecured piece of equipment, a bird strike that sends something into the flight deck. These are real scenarios for the GA side of the house. This is worth a moment of self-reflection. When was the last time you looked at your panel and thought about what's secured and what isn't? If you've got an aftermarket GPS mounted on a yoke clip, or a tablet on a suction cup mount, or a flashlight wedged above the sun visor, ask yourself what happens to that object during a go-around when you push the nose over, or during turbulence. Loose objects in the cockpit are a hazard we tend to ignore until they become a problem. The first officer on this Southwest flight deserves real credit. Taking control of an aircraft during the takeoff phase, with the captain suddenly incapacitated, is a high workload, high stress scenario. That pilot did exactly what needed to be done. The airplane landed safely. The captain is recovering. But the broader question is whether this was a one-off or a symptom. If a display mount can fail on one 737, the fleet-wide implications are significant. Southwest operates more than 700 737s. Boeing and the FAA will need to determine if an inspection directive is warranted, and airlines operating the type will be watching closely. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. This isn't just about one unlucky captain on one flight. It's about cockpit equipment integrity, the assumptions we make about the hardware around us, and the training that kicks in when everything goes sideways at the worst possible moment. Keep your cockpit clean, keep your equipment secured, and never stop training for the scenario you think will never happen. Sources today from Simple Flying. More at RadioHangar.com. Tower out.